Hare Krishna. Please take a moment to just see the surrounding, isn't it? I mean, this is all we wanted as young people who were looking for spirituality, to sit under some tree, a palm tree, and listen to words of wisdom. No? And here we are in the land of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Very, very good. Very good. I thought to immediately go into the question and answer session and then do a little kirtan afterwards to break the atmosphere. I wanted to just say one thing. One devotee alerted me to this. In Christianity, there is this concept of hate the sinner and not the sin. Hate the sin. Hate the sin and not the sinner. I know of one place where Srila Prabhupada talked about that also and appreciated the spirit of this saying, although maybe it's not necessary to hate something, but anyways, it's a way of saying something that I feel when Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, yes, you don't have to keep your eyes and your lips shut in fear of committing Vaishnava aparad and in this way perpetuating a mistake. He said something like this. Like in this concept, he said, when it is auspicious or for the benefit of the world, the wrong activities should be discussed. Huh? It's a, in other words, we remain good, full of good wishes for the person, while we take a distance to the wrong behavior and activity. This very nice devotee told me, and I thought it's or spoke about this to me, and I thought it's a nice, it complements what we have heard so far. Because what I have also seen is that sometimes we are so afraid of committing Vaishnava aparads, and I believe we should remain afraid of doing this, but then we almost turn the night into the day. In other words, what is wrong, we almost condone it, and in this way provide an atmosphere for uncritical thinking, so always remain full of good intentions towards the devotees, even the fallen ones, because this is the way Krishna looks on the devotees, but condone the bad activity. Here are some questions. Is it called condone or condemn is to take a distance? No? Hare Krishna. Is it possible that the effects of a Vaishnava aparad are carried from a previous lifetime? If it is so, what can be done? Or what can be done when, due to not being conscious enough of our deeds, we commit an aparad, thus damaging our kripa of bhakti? These are two questions which I will address briefly. Yes, it is very well possible that a Vaishnava aparad which we have committed in a previous lifetime continues to affect us adversely in the present lifetime. There are such examples which I remember having read in scripture. The second part of the questions, I think, will be very useful to address also the first part. In other words, is there anything we can do for in regards to offenses which we have done at a time, at a place we are not remembering because it was in a previous life, or the other, we just accidentally or inattentionally commit a Vaishnava aparad. What is to be done in these two cases where we don't know what was done, but suffering can be felt? Please listen attentively, because this is dealt with in our scriptures. I think you remember there were these two terrible drunkards and thieves and rogues in Navadvip, Jagai and Madai, and they were both forgiven eventually by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, one of them, Madai, who was given the spiritual name Madhavananda, was one day approaching Lord Nityananda with this question which you have asked. He said, "My dear Lord, when I was in a drunken stupor, you know, fully intoxicated, I was not aware what I was doing. You know, it is, and I have thus offended many, many people, and I don't know who they are and what I exactly did. And I'm somehow feeling I'm suffering very much from the effects of Vaishnava aparad. What should I do now to exonerate or to relieve myself of the Vaishnava aparad?" Can you imagine? He was a drunken man, totally besides himself, and attacking people on the street who were just passing by, and doing things, and he just didn't remember because he was too intoxicated. So Nityananda said, "Listen, Madhavananda, you built a bathing ghat, which we will call the Madai ghat, and you serve all the pilgrims who come there to take their bath by cleaning after them when they have shaved their head or relieved themselves by answering nature's call. You do menial servant to everyone, and in this way you will become free. You must know the whole system of retribution, or you could call it in simple English punishment, serves one purpose only, that is to correct the wrong mentality of the person who acts. That's why there's karma, the law of karma. It's not just it's a revengeful system, it's a corrective system. In other words, by suffering the results of your past deeds, you will either consciously or unconsciously be corrected and reformed. Unconsciously, when you just suffer and you don't know for what you really suffer, but you know I did something wrong, and somehow this even unconscious understanding, I don't know what I did wrong, but I did something wrong, it will make you more careful in the future, and you will act positively and correctly. So the same is with the results of Vaishnava aparad. Let me put this here. So you have to be corrected, and if you don't know what you did wrong and to whom you should go, or whom you wronged and to whom you should go and beg forgiveness, then just become a humble servant and just be proper with everyone. No? Be helpful. Be a helpful, kind Vaishnav who does Vaishnav Seva and Jiva Daya. Do you know what Jiva Daya is? Compassion to other living entities. Don't step on ants, jump over them. You know, like this, compassion to other living entities. And your wrongful mentality will in this way be corrected. So yes, this works for sins, for aparats from previous lifetimes, and it works also for aparats which you have done unconscious, without being conscious, because you're correcting the mentality which is the source of all these. We should not offend Vaishnavas. How do we know if one is a Vaishnava? How to recognize a pure devotee? My dear questioner, the idea here is really to not offend any living entity. In Bhajan Rahasya, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that there are four types of offenses. Nama aparat, Vaishnav aparat, Jiva aparat, Jiva means any living entity aparat, and something else aparat, four times. Seva aparat. Dharma is also an aparat, that's correct, but it's not listed here in this category of four. I remember also seva aparat. So, no living entity should be offended. You should have a mentality which is well-wishing and kind to everyone. Now, I would also like to encourage you here, don't go around the world like, oh, that, how to recognize a pure devotee, oh, so difficult, and you know, maybe he is half pure, he's one quarter pure, he's fully pure, and so on. Then you are already in the assessment department, you know, judging others. Better say, all jivas are the parts of Krishna. Let me support them in their growth. No? Take a healthy distance from the fault-finding mentality. I have a surprise for you. The spiritual teachings can only be grasped by a well-wishing person, not by someone who is envious, or envious means ill-motivated towards others. So I think it is a better approach for you to not try to put devotees into categories when you already know that you should train humility and tolerance to become a well-wishing friend of living entities. That's a much higher goal than to not criticize. Let me criticize a few, let me be careful about the pure devotee, because otherwise the universal police will come and get me. Stop being a fault finder. That's the idea. No? That will be good for your spiritual growth. My dear devotees, you think, oh, Sachinandan Swami can say this. He is a little otherworldly. Thank you. Please believe me, I was so critical. When I joined, I had been breastfed by a scientific magazine. It's called The Picture of Science. That was my literature, and I was very, very fault-finding. I was super sensitive. I came from a so-called well-situated family, and I looked at the devotion. I thought, no one here is of my social status. No one, not a single one. has seen the same education which I have seen, is brought up by the same amount of money and training and access to influential circles in society. I mean, I really need to teach some good behavior here. And I found out over the years I'm the lowest. I found out I have many flaws. Hare Krishna. So now I'm trying to be, but those who serve with me, they know I see every mistake. In even what is done behind doors, I see it. I'm such a fault finder. But I'm trying to be a kind-hearted person and support people. You can ask my servants. You will get a different picture from them than which you get when you see me in the public. But I know it has to be done. And I want to do it because everyone is on his path. This is wonderful. They have come and joined a spiritual movement. Shouldn't we see that? Isn't that the major news? Is it a news that he ate too much? Is that a worthwhile news? No, the news is after many life, birth and death, he is pursuing the path of Krishna consciousness, believes in Srila Prabhupada. This is something significant, that he spoke a lie when I asked him, did you steal a rasagula? That is not a subject to be discussed amongst intelligent people. No? In the example of the light bulb you gave earlier, you said that bhakti is not part of our inherent nature, but I've always thought that it is our original... Oh, I feared this question. But I've always thought that it is our original constitutional nature. Is it not that in the material world our love is dormant, and that is why association with devotees is so essential to spiritual progress? Isn't bhakti not a thing, but the loving exchange between the Lord and his devotee? Please excuse me if I've simply misunderstood. My dear devotee, if you ever have one day time and you find me also in the situation, I promise to speak with, to answer this question. I need a whole day for this. But for brevity's sake and for also being crystal clear, bhakti is not, a love of Godhead is not in our conditioned nature with which we act in this world as jiva atmas. You know, the adopted personality which is constructed out of the material elements, you know, false ego as the subtles, then etc., mind, intelligence, and it's the chitta, you know, and then it is not to be found there. It is something which, and here you are definitely right, it is there in your spiritual nature as a soul which you have not yet access to completely. This is the safe way of talking about this. Questions which also need to be addressed are the very, very touchy and hairy questions is how Krishna consciousness, were we ever, you know, what was our spiritual amount of Krishna consciousness? But this is such a hotly discussed subject that please allow me to not get into this, at least not in a public forum where I'm filmed and so on. I do have totally ISKCON coherent opinions on this, but There's a lot to be discussed here. You are right. If you access your original spiritual nature, there you will find a loving heart which loves Krishna. Krishna, will you please permit me to get away with this short and somewhat unsatisfactory answer? It's you know, there are just some subjects. The reason why I'm here a little bit nervous and want to get away with a simple answer is this. There are just some subjects which we cannot very easily understand with the present mind. It's not possible. They are on a level where our mind just can't and our logic cannot reach to. So, yes, for simplicity, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema, Krishna Prema is eternally in the heart, and it can be awakened by the process of chanting and hearing. And I must tell you, when all the discussions come down and we have to draw the line, then this is also my position. I can, if I just hear and chant about Krishna's holy names and do this without offenses, the original love burst forth. But this level we have not yet access to. This constitutional position. Is character is character assassination the same as killing a Vaishnav? How nice you have phrased your question. A devotee doesn't defend himself, but should one defend oneself in a case where someone is trying to make others take part in Vaishnav Aparad by making others believe in fabricated stories about someone? Is character assassination the same as killing a Vaishnav? Let me answer with a story from Mahabharata. It was towards the end of the battle of Kurukshetra. Karna was in full command of Duryodhana's army, and he, on that one day, attacked all the Pandavas except for Arjuna, who was battling far away with some community of warriors. He felt Yudhishthira, Karna felt Bhimasena, and the twins. And when they were lying down bleeding on the ground, Karna touched them with a bow and said, "Never fight with a superior. I am Karna. I will not kill you. I will only kill Arjuna. But my tip to you is never fight with a superior Kshatriya." So Yudhishthira was brought away from battlefield, very seriously wounded, and was lying there in what is called the fever due to wounds, when Arjuna heard the news that his older brother had an encounter with Karna and was seriously wounded. With deep concern, he left the battlefield and came to Yudhishthira to see how he was and if he was surviving. When Yudhishthira saw Arjuna, he said, "Oh Arjuna, the fact that you left the battlefield and came here means that you have come to bring me the good news that surge amongst the warriors, that Karna has been killed by you. Otherwise, you would never leave the battlefield. So you are here, and you, thank you." Arjuna said, "I didn't kill Karna. I just came to see you, brother, if you are living." And when Yudhishthira heard this, he became so upset. He said, Arjuna, give your Gandiva bow to Bhima. You don't know to fight. Only Bhima knows to fight. And he can relieve us from Karna. So Arjuna had made a terrible vow. His vow was, anyone who would tell him to give up his Gandiva bow, he would kill that person. Am I clear? You are thinking, but it was clear. For Arjuna it was clear. A vow once made is irretrievable. In other words, you can't take it back. He had to do it. I have to kill my brother, my older brother, Yudhishthira. I have to do it. But the only way to become, for me to live afterwards, is to take my life and also die. So he made two vows. I will kill Yudhishthira, and right after this, I will commit suicide by burning myself into the in flames. So he went away from Yudhishthira, and he prepared himself for the actions. You know, some mantras, got the Gandiva bow, got the arrow which never errs, and came with heavy steps to the tent of his brother. He was going to do it for the sake of Dharma. Now on the way, he meets Krishna. Krishna goes, Arjuna, again you're overcome by a mistaken vision. You can kill without killing. Yes, said Arjuna, but afterwards I have to kill myself. Well, you can also kill yourself without killing. Thank you, Vasudev, for saving my life and saving everyone's life. So Arjuna stormed into the tent and said, you rascal, you nonsense, Yudhishthira is because of your heart weakness, your terrible attachment to gambling, the activities of low class people, that we are in this misery. And he started to offend Yudhishthira. The whole tent was quivering, it was so heavy. Then Arjuna went down on his knees, cried and said, no, wrong. And after he has worried, and I'm so good, my arrows never fail, I'm the best, I have a very good character, and he began to praise himself, to, you know, and after he had both offended Yudhishthira and praised himself, he went down and paid his most humble obeisances and embraced Yudhishthira, was weeping and said, I will take care of Karna. I will go now, and now I will encounter him, and only one of us will live afterwards. And you know, that was the day where Karna lost his life. So what was transpiring? What had Krishna told Arjuna, and what had Arjuna done? Listen very carefully, because it might answer your question. To kill someone without physically killing him means to just offend him. And to kill yourself without physically killing you means to just praise yourself like anything. So yes, you can say if you offend someone, it's in a way killing him without physically killing him. especially when you talk about the character of someone, because that's all that we have in devotee community. If the character of someone is seen as very faulty because he had been so much attempt was made to pull him down, then what can he do in the assembly of devotees? Why do you listen to me? You listen to me because you think I'm good. I'm not good, but that's what some of you think. So therefore you listen. It's the character is all I have. If I'm not good, then you will not listen to me. I cannot do any service any longer. So yes, in some way, this is how I can answer the question. Maybe I realize I can't answer. I'm not maybe answering it 100%, and not with all the necessary nuances. But I would, with your permission, now move into another subject than Vaishnav apparat, because we have talked enough about it. Or let us say, you know, we want to talk now about something practical. It's a workshop. If you have further questions on this subject, which I believe is a necessary discussion subject, then you can write down your questions or ask your questions in another session. No? I wanted to talk positively about the offender's song. Gopal, the sinner, became Devaki Nandan Das and praised the Vaishnavas. He wrote, "First I offer my worship to the feet of all the Vaishnavas of Vrindavan." Then he goes to the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri. Then he wants to have attachment for all the Bhaktas of Mahaprabhu in Navadvip, and then in Godadesh, Bengal. And then he says, he talks about you. No, then he talks in a moment about you. Then he says, "With upraised arms, I pray to the..." Let me sing this to you. Ye deshe, ye deshe baise, gorangera gana, udva bahu, it's upraised arms, udva bahu kori vandon, sabara charana, so beautiful. With upraised arms, I pray to the feet of all of Gauranga's bhaktas, wherever they may reside. Then he says, so you might say, okay, these are contemporary devotees. What's with us? Devaki Nandan came 580 years ago to the world. Is he appreciating us? Yes. Hana chena hai bena Prabhu jata dasa sabara charana vandon dante kori gasa. Holding a straw between my teeth, I submit at the feet of all the servants of Mahaprabhu that ever were in the past and ever will be in the future. What do you think? He pays obeisances to you. You are a future devotee from his perspective. So by singing this song or reading this song, you will burn out with a glowing iron rod the sinful mentality in the heart to criticize Vaishnav. This is a medicine, authorized medicine. Would you like to have it? I'm dependent on this song. This is an authorized song, and it will be copied by our charitable Mataji, who has access to a photocopy machine, and then you can get it. Don't forget to get the first sheet of your paper. These are useful things which accompany the course. So now we need to see where we are. Okay. Let me see until what do we go. Oh, good. So let us now sing a little bit to change the atmosphere, and then we will go into a practical workshop. Yes, yes, and we will encourage our Madanga player to play as wonderfully as he did in the third half, third part of yesterday's kirtan. As you sing this, please reflect about your first session today, and if there is that mentality of fault finding and criticizing in you, and you have used it against devotees, then ask that this goes. Ask Krishna, oh Krishna, my heart is not good. Please purify my heart. Please engage me in your service. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare. I would like to welcome all of you, including our Mayapur TV viewers, for this second workshop of our little time together. This workshop will be about paying full attention to the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. We will give a little skill, a little training. Let me ask you, I hope you all have your bead bags with you. Yes? If not, you can also do without bead bags, but it may be good with a bead bag if you have it. Who has not a bead bag, or who has no beads here? You can do without. It's only one person, no problem. Krishna. So yesterday in our workshop we felt more important than own efforts and techniques are the blessings of the Lord for which we pray. And for that end we have introduced to you a prayer for Naam Kripa, which was spoken by Srila Haridas Thakur himself. Those who were not here and who want to have and who are students of this Vaishnava or Kirtan Academy, please go afterwards to Yashomati and request her for a copy, and then she will arrange a photocopy and give it to you. You can also, if you want to have it really fast, copy it in writing from the wall here, from the sign on the wall. This was the first recommendation, and we did a little work with training, but I also think it is good to know a simple technique which will bring you immediately in contact with the practice. Tomorrow we will hear from Hari Namchan Tamani about Sambandha, connection. the mantra, and it will be a little bit more advanced tomorrow than today. Today we just will teach you a technique which helps you to really connect with what you are doing. The problem which we all have is a disconnection. We eating, but we are not really taking time to relish the prasadam and chew. We may make phone calls while we eat or talk, or we are in a lecture, but we are disconnected from the subject matter. We are absent-minded. This disconnection is a big inheritance which we all have from our modern upbringing. It is a sign of rajas and tamas. Those who are influenced by tamas like to think always about the past, and those who are more influenced by rajas like to make plans for the future. Only those who are sattvically situated can connect to what is happening in the present. And the art to be connected with the present is really something which has been written about very much in modern contemporary literature. You know, there are books out called The Power of Now, which are best-selling books, which really make a very simple point. You know, connect, be present in the presence. So when we chant, we need to be present to what is happening in the presence. What is happening in the presence? The mantra is pronounced by you, and you need to make a connection to this. There is a very nice statement by Srila Prabhupada, which I would like to read to you, how to connect with the mantra. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, says Srila Prabhupada, teaches us that we should only beg God for service life after life. This is the actual meaning of the Hare Krishna mantra. Then he continues to explain how we should chant. When we are chanting, in this case I want to request you not to chant. You will soon have your opportunity to chant. When we are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari, we are actually addressing God and His energy, Hara. Hara is Krishna's internal potency, Srimati Radharani or Lakshmi. And then Prabhupada says, Jai Radhe. This is Daivi Prakriti. Not apara prakriti, that is material energy. It's daivi, it's divine energy. And the devotees take shelter of the daivi prakriti, Srimati Radharani. Thus the Vaishnavas worship Radha Krishna, Lakshmi Narayan, Sitaram. And now Prabhupada gets so pragmatic that you will wonder. In the beginning of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, okay, right in the beginning, we first address the internal energy of Krishna, Hare. Thus we say, O Radharani, O Hare, O energy of the Lord. When we address someone in this way, he usually says, yes, what do you want? The answer is, please engage me in your service. This should be our prayer. We should not say, O energy of the Lord, O Krishna, please give me money. Please give me a beautiful wife. Please give me many followers. Please give me some prestigious position. Please give me the presidency. These are all material hankerings which should be avoided. In In the beginning of the Hare Krishna mantra, we first address the internal energy of Krishna, Hare. Thus we say, O Radharani. Now this has a technical dimension, and some of you, I know at least one person, does not like techniques. So for this one person and his future followers in many generations to come, I want to say there is in this simple technique which you will learn also an entirely spiritual dimension. The first name of the Hare Krishna mantra is O Hare Radharani. And Radharani is the empress in the palace of bhakti. She is the dearest servant of Krishna. And from Radharani, one form emanates. And that form is? Sorry? I cannot hear. I can't. Bhakti Devi. You need bhakti if you want to chant. So Srimati Radharani gives bhakti to you. So in the beginning of your mantra chanting, you need to connect with the first Hari. And I would request you now to take up your beatbag and to chant with the first Hari. Those of you, my respected invisible audience on Mayapur TV, you might like to now catch your bead back or your beads if you have any. But if you just came here by came to this program by surfing the internet, then you just say after us, and in this way you will experience the most powerful mantra in this age and its tremendous potency on your consciousness. Hare Krishna. You have to be relevant to all audiences. So my dear devotees, what we will do now is we will chant in one voice the Maha Mantra, but we will chant it differently than we are accustomed to chant. We will focus all our attention on the first Hari and of the mantra, and I will help you a little bit by giving you instructions how to do it, and I will talk. During this time when I talk, please don't stop your chanting, but just continue chanting. No? It is a little unusual. It's really a training session. We will train now. This we don't do in normal japa, but in order to understand the practice, I will coach you a little bit into it. By the way, are you all awake and well, or are you tired? Actually, we are well, we are well. Good. Those who are knowing about my retreats in the West, I make devotees do heavy exercises where they almost faint. They are so heavy, but maybe I shouldn't do this in the Holy Dharma. Then you are wide awake, you know, but maybe we shouldn't do this. I think Gauranga Mahaprabhu, let us behave well here. I mean, appropriately and so on. Hare Krishna, thank you for saving me, Gaurahari, and doing something. I request you to sit straight as much as possible. Even when you sit on a chair, no problem. You can just, the idea is the spinal cord should be, the spine should be straight, if possible. Take, please do a few deep breaths to just, and relax when you exhale. when you do deep breathing, it just relaxes the mind a little bit because you were listening so hard and concentrate so hard. So let us just do a few rounds of good breathing. It also wakes us up. Krishna says, pranosmi, I'm the prana. So we will just put a little oxygen in our system, and please do breathing. It will help you to get the maximum out of this praxis. Just those who know yogic breathing can do this now. It's not important, but it gets more oxygen in the body. We will now start to chant the Maha Mantra together. I will first chant it alone. And when you hear this sign, we will all chant together. First alone, and then together in one voice. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. Let me ask the Matajis. I know this is a good pitch for men. If this pitch means, is it too high for you to comfortably chant? You can comfortably chant it. Okay. I'm just doing a few attention things with you. So I will chant now alone, and when you hear the signal, please chant. We want to be very attentive first. Please listen. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Continue. I will speak to you, but you please always continue. Never stop. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare. So when you come to the next mantra, please bring all your attention to the first Hare. Now, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. All your attention goes to the first Hare. Now, bring your mind, which is like a laser, to the first Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Make a conscious effort when you go to the next beat of the, all the attention goes, yes,
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
First Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna,
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama.
The first Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare.
The first Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare.
Try your best. The first Hare.
Hare Hare, Hare Krishna.
Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Try your best.
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. The first Hare.
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare
Krishna.
At this stage, we do not try to concentrate on all the names. We concentrate only on the first Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. The first Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna.
We will do this for one more minute, so please try your best. All attention to the first Hare.
Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama.
Try your best.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Half a minute to go. Always full concentration. Hare Krishna. Yes.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
The first Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
When we chant, the thumb and the middle finger are on our beads. And as one mantra is completed, they move over to the next bead. So just like your fingers, which belong to your gross body, your material body, out of the five elements, just like your fingers move when the new mantra starts, your attention, which you can direct on many things, you can, for instance, direct the attention on the thermos flask. You can tell it, look at this, try to read what brand it is, this here. That is an attention exercise. So the same thing, just like some of you have now consciously directed their attention to this unimportant thermos flask. Please, when you chant, direct your attention to the all-important Hare, the beginning of the first mantra. In the beginning of the Hare Krishna mantra, we first address the internal energy of Krishna, Hare. Thus we say, O Radharani, O Hare, O energy of the Lord. No? So now we will move from this exercise to an exercise which is very good, which is much more intense, but you can only do this second exercise when you learn properly how to conduct the first. That is, just like your finger moves to the next beat, your attention moves to the first Hari, that's the next mantra, where the next mantra starts. I request you to do this again, and then in the middle of it, we will change the exercise and make it more complex. But once again, you first need to train your attention muscles a little bit with the first Hari. Then you can do the second exercise, which will be, it will come as a surprise, I can't tell you now. So I will sing, I will not sing, chant alone for one mantra and then request you to join. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama.
All attention goes to the first Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Only the first Hare. Now it comes again. The first Hare.
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. The first Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Try your best.
Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Now we will go slower. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. The first
Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
The first Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
As we are chanting along, please concentrate on all the names. You start with the first Hari, but then you stay with your attention on all the names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, all names. Whenever you find that your mind becomes absent-minded, please bring it back to where you are. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. From whatever I can perceive of the atmosphere, you're doing very well. I request you now to go faster, because we usually chant much faster. So in order to keep the group chanting, we will just go a little faster. I will first chant alone and then try to be with all the names. Now, most properly, we will lose it after some time and our concentration gets diverted. Then, no harm, bring the mind back from wherever it wanders due to its restless nature and totally fix it on the names as they appear in your chanting of the mantra. I suggest the easiest is if we chant first slowly, and whenever you hear two signs of the bell, we will go faster and work ourselves up in our concentration to a pretty fast pace. Not the pace which you do individually, but we will try to get faster so as to train the mind to really be with all the mantras. And you will see, just by making this exercise, something will happen which we will discuss in the moment. So first slow, and I will give the I will say the mantra alone, and then I will invite you to join me after one mantra in the same speed. And whenever I do like this, it means we speed up, but really be with each singular name. Don't, when you should lose the name, come back immediately. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Admittingly, this is a little forced. It is a little... But I request you now to try what you have learned in your individual japa. We will chant for about 5 minutes, 6 minutes, on our own round, on our own, I mean, on our own, that is not as a group voice, and we will try to apply these techniques. I recommend you to start a little slower than you usually chant, because then it's easier to enter through the first hari. Now when, oh, that's two things. I said it wrongly. I recommend you that you first bring your attention and connect it only to the first hari, not to the rest of the mantra. That's our aim. We will do this. So after you have done this for a little bit, the first hari, then you surrender to the whole mantra and be with the whole mantra. It's almost like taking a bath in the Ganga. First you bring your feet in the Ganga, just a little minimal, and then after some time you bring your whole self and you bring your feet up and you sweep down the Ganga to Bangladesh or to the ocean, you know, wherever you are. So it's first you enter a little bit and then you enter fully, you surrender fully. So first you concentrate please on the first hari and then you let go and go for the first mantra. So we will chant 7 minutes. That's for the, you should be able to complete one round in this time, or let us give 8 minutes so that also the slow chanters can be with us. But start slow, huh? And then work yourself up to your regular speed and chant with full concentration. I really wish you all the best. This is a very important time in today's workshop. Please try your best, and please start now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. First hari. Try your best. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama 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 Rama. try your best. Try your best. Please try your best. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. Let us have a quick show of hands or quick comments. How was that? You're nodding your head. Thrilling.
Really good.
Really good. Okay. Others? Also, if it was not good, please just, we want to hear. Yes, Mataji? It kind of takes you somewhere else, you forget everything. Nice! yeah, thank you. Thank you for your comment. Any other? Akeshava Madhava Prabhu? It's like a door opening up to the rest of the mantra. Mm-hmm. Sorry?
Beach.
Mm-hmm. I see. Mm-hmm. Others? It feels very satisfying to be with the mantra and stay with the mantra. Mm-hmm. Yes, Govinda Prachar. It's like a rope which pulls you. You have to catch the rope and then it pulls you. Nice. You seem to indicate after some time it's effortless. You are pulled. I wanted to say a brief comment on this, but first let us see some more. Siddhi Sadhana Prabhu.
Good fight.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Others? Yes, Neela. It's easier to chant in a group. I think that's also true. Yes. I would like to say something about this comment, which I feel is very important to say, the comment of Govinda Prachar. She said it kind of pulls you, and this exactly will happen. See, when you make for some time this effort to really connect, to really be there, it's a struggle, like one of our participants said. It's a good struggle, but it is still a struggle. Huh? So if you do this for some time, after some time, you can let go and just chant what Bhaktivinoda Thakur says as with ulasa, with a simple joy in the heart. It's not that you go that is very unhealthy for the mind to do this for 2 hours, you know. But after some time, you will see it's like almost like. Like as if you catch a breeze, if you can imagine to be an eagle, and it pulls, the mantra actually carries you. It's but the first effort must be done. Like other participants said, you must find the door. If you remain absent-minded and don't just go into the mantra, it will not work so well. There is a master of meditation in our tradition. His name is the Moon of Meditation, Jan Chandra Goswami. He is the disciple of the famous Guru Gopal Goswami, whom Mahaprabhu gave the name "You Are My Guru." So this Jan Chandra Goswami, you know, the Moon of Meditation. He says, when you chant, the mind should go in the mantra and the mantra should go in the mind. Now, it's very difficult to understand, but this is how it works. Full connection, in other words. And in my simple language, this means a simple way, it's like entering the Ganga. You should really carefully walk, and you start somewhere, and then that's the first hurry, and then you just go more and more until you're surrounded with the names, and then you let go and it carries you. Try this. It is a little effort in the beginning, but do try this. And please note, this is in the beginning of the Hare Krishna mantra, we first address the internal energy of Krishna Hare. No, this is not some hocus pocus. This is really, we can take this out of this text. We can also we can be inspired. So thank you very much. I could see that the atmosphere was good. It was also good that we have to say, because the many of us tried and we helped each other in this way. I want to stop here so that you can take your prasadam. We see actually Dayaranga will make this announcement and maybe other practical announcement. But thank you really so much. It is such a joy to be in Mayapur. It's the fulfillment of all my dreams. It's really, Krishna, Krishna.